Jesus, once again, we thank you for your enduring love. We see your enduring love on every page of Scripture. We see your enduring love in your life. As we read through the Gospels, we see your enduring love in the early church, in the letters of the Apostle Paul, and all the church leaders. We see your enduring love in church history. We see your enduring love in our lives. And so often, Lord, we want your enduring love, but we take it and run. Forgive us, Lord. Let us slow down and consider what your enduring love means for us. It means that you've come for us. It means that you rescued us, that you came for us when we were lost. When we were in darkness, you brought light. And so we worship you. What else could we do? Forgive us, Lord, for just trivializing, for just flying past the fact that your faithful love endures forever. Forgive us, God, for substituting activity for you with a relationship with you. You came for us not because we were some black, sinful creature that you needed to come and rescue and save out of mercy, although that's true. You came for us because you wanted us. You wanted to restore us to you so that we could be together. Forgive us, God, for not realizing that, for not paying attention to that, for taking matters into our own hands all the time and trying to run the relationship. You rescued us so we could be together, and so we sit at your feet in awe and in love. Help us, God, to get our minds around the idea that we are going to have to sacrifice some of our activities, some of our pleasures, some of the things we'd like to do in favor of communing with you. We just won't get as much done, and that's okay. We're not here on earth to get things done. We're here on earth to be with you and to share the good news that a relationship with you exists. So help us, God, slow down the world and consider your faithful love and consider that it endures forever, and that forever is what we have with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.